You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Takes a shot, runs into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer. And Firehouse Subs, enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Welcome in to another edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight, post-game during the FIFA Club World Cup. The last game in Atlanta this afternoon, and it was absolutely a classic. PSG, they advanced to the semifinals of the competition with a 2-0 win over Bayern Munich. We had red cards, we had goals, we had controversy, we had chaos. That's what you get when you get the Bundesliga champions against the European champions. I'm Jason Longshore. I'm in Washington, D.C., getting ready for Atlanta United and D.C. United later tonight on 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app. Madison Cruz is at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. What was it like in the building with 66,000 folks and a lot of noise?
Oh, yeah, it was wild, that's for sure. It was one of those matches where you know where the stakes are. You know that this is a quarterfinal. This is an opportunity to reach the semifinal here in the Club World Cup. Bayern Munich and PSG, already two big names here in football as well. It was a really solid crowd. I mean, it was so much fun. I mean, you had a lot of neutral fans. You had PSG fans. You had Bayern Munich fans. I mean, it was, you even saw a couple Atlanta United kits as well, preparing for tonight's match as well at DC. But it was a really great atmosphere. And you could just feel, I think, the tension start to build. And you see the first half, how very even it was between both of these teams. And you had Bayern Munich taking control of the last 15. But then you had PSG really controlling when things mattered. That kind of felt that way heading into the second half. The second half felt a little bit wild, for to say the least, with a couple of wild calls, some controversies with a couple of things, but it was just very, very chaotic. But PSG stood so strong and so solid in the way they were, even when they went down to 9 men and were able to seal it away with 9 men. Of course, it was no one other than Dembele to do that. I mean, who else would PSG have wanted to seal the deal to send them to the semifinals? But no, it was wild. It was an insane, an insane afternoon here in Atlanta, and it's only going to continue, especially as we have more soccer tonight.
Yeah, the evening portion will come later with pregame coverage starting at 6:30 with Atlanta and DC, kickoff at 7:40. A lot of times when we talk about games like this, we kind of go in chronological order from the beginning to the end. I want to go the other way this time around. Just a game that feels a little different. And it's that last goal that feels a little different. When you're down to 9 men after 2 deserved red cards, they were both justifiable. The elbow maybe felt a little bit quick from Hernandez to go to red there, but it's an elbow into the face region, trying to clear the player out. It's a dumb decision from Hernandez. The red card on Pacho, rash challenge, and he rakes the shin of Goretzka. That's going to be a red more often than not. So you're down to nine. Typically, when you see that, a team sits back and defends and just holds on for dear life. PSG goes the other way, and Dembele, after putting a shot off the bar, which you think, okay, maybe drop off now. All right, that was our chance. Cool, now we'll drop off. No. Hakimi splits a couple, cuts it back to Dembele. He scores. That felt like PSG under Luis Enrique in a nutshell.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, because it's one of those things where you see the first red card, straight red. I kind of agree with you. I felt like it was a little bit very, very fast, but it is very justifiable, especially when you watch the replay of it, too. The second red card, very rash decision. I think the chaos of the moment of everything maybe clouded some judgment there. But both the red cards, very justifiable
the
in those
second
moments.
The second one, I feel like maybe you could have gotten away with a yellow. The first one, you had to go red, no question. The second one, I don't think he necessarily throws the elbow. I think he puts it up to try to create space, which he didn't need to do. And, you know, you put yourself into that question. Both of them are fine, and neither one's going to get overturned by VAR. But, yeah, PSG didn't drop off at that point. They played smart. They weren't reckless. But when they had the chance to go kill the game, they went and killed the game.
No, they did. And that's exactly, I think, what we've become accustomed to seeing from PSG, especially with how they play. I was really curious to see how PSG would respond when they did go down to 10 men, let alone 9 men, how that would shape out, especially thinking, okay, it's in stoppage time. We're getting to that point. We're probably exceeding the point of the actual limitation of the 6 minutes of stoppage time that were even added to that point because of all the chaos of a penalty, the no penalty. But PSG just stood their ground. They just kept it going, and they saw the opportunity and they took it to steal the game away. And that's, I think, the epitome of what Luis Enrique has done at PSG, and it's what you want to see. I did not mind it at all. You have the opportunity to steal the game away, you take it.
Yeah, and the first goal, Désiré Doué, who got kicked in the face, literal blood on his face on the field. Was pretty fired up afterwards, was getting into it with Konrad Laimer. Got a yellow for simulation. Maybe emotion got really into his head a bit. But once he was able to calm down, the opening goal from PSG, it's their pressure that creates it. They take the ball off Harry Kane at midfield. João Neves with a great play there. He plays the 1-2 kind of over some range with Hakimi, who was brilliant throughout the game on the right side. And then Neves cut it back to Doué. But what I loved from the young winger, who has had to play kind of as a 9 at times with Dembele coming back from injury, Doué takes a couple of big touches to the left, and he's showing, I'm going far post. And Manuel Neuer, who had made a big save on Barkala earlier, where Barkala showed, I'm going far post, and Neuer took a step that way and made the save in more of a 1v1 situation. Neuer starts to cheat to the far post when he sees Doué go that way. Doué cuts it back on the ground. It's such a brilliant decision. And Neuer can't get back the other way. Foot goes out from under him a little bit as he gets caught cheating to one side. Ball goes into the other side. It is such a genius decision to shoot the way that he did Désiré Doué. No accident at all. Absolutely intentional. And one of the best young players in the world.
Yeah, I Désiré Doué has been a player that I really enjoyed watching in this tournament, not only since they played against Inter Miami back here at Atlanta a couple weeks ago, but seeing him again here again to play against Bayern Munich and to see what he's been able to do, I really love watching him as a player. I completely agree with you. I think he's arguably one of the best young players in the world right now, and that's the exact reason for it. I think it shows a lot of grit and a lot of character, especially everything that went down, the chaos of the match, how he stood firm in those moments to collect himself to then get back into the match and then get the first goal for PSG on the night. And that it just shows the intelligence and I think the class and the technique that Doué has. It was a ton of fun to watch getting Dembele in. You could hear the roar of the crowd. I don't know if you could hear it through your TV screen up in D.C., but it was definitely vibrating in here at the Benz when that happened. It was pretty cool getting to see him check into the match to help out PSG, and he proved that he was definitely needed in those moments as well. But there was also a situation at the very end of the first half that we do need to talk about. It was Jamal Musiala. He got carried off the field injured. It's really unfortunate because I thought he played really well in the first half for Bayern Munich. It's really unfortunate injury. Donnarumma, I mean, the goalkeeper for PSG, you could visibly see, I think, the reaction. I mean, watching, I don't know what was shown, especially on DAZN, but you could see the reaction from him when he turned around and saw what happened. Like, it was very visible, and it is very heartbreaking to watch. He went up to every single Bayern Munich player he could see to give him a hug. He was, like, crying in his shirt, in his jersey, as he's walking off the field to go into the locker room. Like, that's so unfortunate, and you never want that to happen in a match. And it's just really unfortunate, and all thoughts and prayers to Jamal as well. Hopefully everything is okay from that end.
Yeah, right at the end of the first half, I believe Pacho was kind of trying to shield Musiala from chasing a ball, and Donnarumma had to come for it, had to come get it. He dives, he gets around to Musiala with his hands to get to the ball, but in that process kind of lands on the ankle, lower leg of Jamal Musiala, and he didn't know at first. Full credit to Brian Dunseth on the call on DAZN. He spotted it really quickly and said, you know, this is really bad. I don't think Donnarumma knew until I believe it was Harry Kane who was asking him to slow things up and turn around because Musiala had stayed down. And when he turned around and saw it, he immediately like put his hands over his face. And,
yeah,
you know, it's Donnarumma is such a top goalkeeper in the world. I hated to hear the booing that he was getting in the second half.
I completely agree with you. It's
very frustrating to hear that because there was nothing that he did wrong in the moment. And I thought it was abundantly clear that he was affected emotionally by what happened. He did not deserve to be booed in any way. That's really disappointing to hear in that building because he made a soccer play, and it wasn't even a foul. It wasn't in any way anything worthy of booing, and he's going to be affected emotionally by that injury because he wasn't trying to injure anybody. He's just trying to make a play.
No, I completely agree with you. I noted it down a couple of times. I did not like the booing. I thought it was it wasn't necessary because it was very clear from the reaction. Donnarumma, I mean, he's making a play. It's honestly the right play, in my personal opinion.
Yeah.
He's a very intelligent goalkeeper. He knows what he's doing. He sees the shield. He sees that Musiala is trying to come around and try to get it. It's the right play from a goalkeeper standpoint. And it is so unfortunate the injury happens and Musiala just gets caught underneath him. And to sit there and, I think, boo him after what you see with the reaction and the way that that whole thing played out, I think to me is very unfair. Yep. And I did not think it was necessary at all. And it really, I think, upset me because I think I saw the reaction of Donnarumma. And it really made me very upset about it to hear the boos and to hear that reaction from the crowd. I did not like it at all.
Yeah. He didn't deserve that. Both goalkeepers were very good in the first half. Neuer, as the game went on, did not look sure of himself with the ball at his feet. He almost got caught by Barkala, who actually got a touch to the ball. Neuer was able to kind of power through it to clear it up the right side. But he had a couple moments where he did not look steady. That's when the game felt like it started to turn a little bit, because the end of the first half and maybe 15 minutes or so into the second half, Bayern had the match. They had the opportunity to run with it. PSG had it before that. The first 15 minutes felt like PSG took control through around the 35th minute or so. And then Bayern had all the big chances at the end of the first half and started the second half on fire. And that's a full credit to Bayern after seeing Musiala's injury. They came out and they were strong to start the second half. But when it started to look a little shaky against PSG's press, that's when it felt like the game turned. PSG gained in confidence in their press, but also I thought they started to gain in confidence in their ability to play through Bayern's press. So just a really interesting back and forth kind of match at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I think it's one of the best games that the stadium has ever seen. Just incredible talent on display from both teams. And you saw, and I wasn't sure if Bayern would do this, I think you saw both teams be themselves in this game. Bayern pressed high, and they were risky early on. They started to pay dividends as the half went on. They didn't drop off of what PSG could do to them. They started to win the ball back in the middle third a lot. PSG played their game as well. They continued to press. They continued to try to play out of the back through a lot of different opportunities. And the game ended up getting decided by, I think, individual brilliance. And honestly, with PSG's pressure forcing the turnover on Harry Kane and taking it the other way to score the first goal.
Yeah, I was really impressed with PSG in the way that they defended this matchup, because it was a little bit different, I think, from that matchup we saw against Inter Miami. They took the lead really, really early, and they put the game away in the first half. So the second half, they kind of let Inter Miami have the ball a little bit and kind of held back a little bit. But I feel like today we saw in full display, we saw what this team can do offensively for PSG, but I was really impressed with what they did defensively. And just, it really showcases, I think, the versatility within these players, what Luis Enrique is instilling in his team, especially when it comes to those situations. It really impressed me a lot. And just the way that they were able to clean up those messes, they were able to get forward. Because it also was immediately, too, the immediate, as soon as they got the ball, it was the push to get forward, no matter what was going on, too. It's that just that mentality and that mindset of trying to get things going forward and immediately pushing. And it's been a really cool two games to get to see PSG, and a real treat to get to see PSG under Luis Enrique here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, to see the high-class talent that Luis Enrique is instilling at PSG, and proving once again that they are arguably one of the best teams in the world right now.
They are the best team in the world right now, in my opinion. This is a team that, you know, you're seeing. I think it's always easy in games where the stakes get higher and moments get crazy. It's always easy to be conservative, and that's not the football that Luis Enrique believes in. It's not the way that he's built this PSG team, and they're showing the value of identity and the value of playing fearlessly. It's been really cool to see, and Vincent Kompany talked about it yesterday, about, you know, what he admires about PSG and how that it's not about individual talent. It's not even about tactics. It's about principles. And that gets more towards identity than like game to game tactics and half to half tactics, where things will change. You'll look to exploit a player on one side of the field or the other, for example. It's about principles. And I think PSG and Bayern both have really strong principles in the way that they want to play. Bayern's not very far off of PSG in terms of their overall level, and they had opportunities in this one today to take the lead. They did not, and PSG's principles ended up winning out. They end up winning 2-0. They'll move on to the semifinals. They'll face the winner of Borussia Dortmund and Real Madrid later this afternoon. We will have some audio for you from downstairs. John Nelson stalking the mixed zones. He's got a little bit from Thomas Müller, a little bit from Achraf Hakimi as well. Hopefully we'll have some quotes from Luis Enrique and Vincent Kompany. That'll be in the next segment here on this special edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Post-game, PSG 2-0 winners over Bayern Munich at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We'll be right back after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to more of Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. Special edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Post-game following PSG's 2-0 win over Bayern Munich at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in front of over 66,000 fans. A great last couple of games at the Benz in terms of attendance. This one was the strongest of the six games played in the A, and it was the best game of the six as well. Incredibly high level of performance from PSG and Bayern, but PSG were just a little bit better than the Bundesliga champions in their 2-0 win. Let's get caught up with some audio from downstairs following the final whistle. First, playing his final match in the Bayern shirt, Thomas Müller spoke to the media in the mixed zone, and thanks to John Nelson, here's a bit of that audio.
What is your impression about PSG?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a good team. What do you want to know? We all know they are champions in the Champions League, and we saw a very tight game today. I think in the first half we showed them who we are. And they had problems with us. They changed in the halftime a little bit their playing style. They played more long balls because they didn't want to take the risk in the build up. In the second half, it was more an open game. They had two very good chances. We had many situations where we had almost very good chances. Donnarumma had some saves. Manu had some saves. In the end, they got a little bit crazy with the red cards. And then we missed it to score our one goal. We had two offside goals. Sadly, we didn't get it to the extra time, to the overtime. And because with 11 against 9, we had a big opportunity to beat them. And in the end, the result is for them. But I think everybody could see that both teams were on a very high level.
Totally agree with Thomas Müller there. Playing his final match with Bayern Munich. We'll see what's next in his career. That was something he didn't really want to talk about after the final whistle in the mixed zone. But I agree. I think both teams were at an incredibly high level. The first 45 was as good of a 45 as you will see without a goal maybe anywhere. It was really, really good soccer. The game did get more chaotic in the second 45 as it got a little more stretched. I thought the referee, Anthony Taylor, as well, started calling the game very differently in the second 45. That, I think, added to a little bit of the chaos. That was a little frustrating because he was very loose in the first half. Started calling it much tighter in the second half. It became a little harder to judge what was a foul, what wasn't. The red cards were absolutely both justifiable. I think the Pacho one, you have to go red. The Hernandez one, maybe you don't, but there's enough there for a red. And ultimately, Bayern would have had a huge advantage if it goes to extra time, but they couldn't find it The two goals that were offside were both offside, and we didn't talk about that in the first segment. That was a full credit to PSG's organization defensively on a free kick to hold their nerve, hold their line, catch multiple players offside, and then on the cross from Upamecano to the back post to Kane, the back line again held their line and caught Harry Kane offside. Part of that back line, although he doesn't really stay in the back all that often, he was heavily involved in both goals for PSG. Achraf Hakimi, one of the best fullbacks in the world, he spoke to the media in the mix zone at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
No, first of all, I want to send my support to Musiala. It was a difficult part of the game today for him. We know that it's part of our sport, our game, but I want to send a small message from him, and we support him, and we want to see him back soon in the pitch because he's a great player. And after what you say, we are really happy about the performance, what we did today, also individually and collectively, the team. We know it was not easy, but the team he saw, and we saw our character. We saw that we are ready to win this competition. And we like, what was the last thing that you say? No, I'm just focused trying to give my best for the team. After you, journalists, and we're gonna decide who is the best in Africa. But I'm really happy that you guys think on me, and that means like I'm doing a good season, and I'm really happy. I'm gonna try to continue like that. That you guys have fun also with me.
I cannot
say anything about that. You know, it's not. I cannot see also the image, but what I can say is like the team don't give up. I think we saw our character also with two less players. We saw like our personality, and we are strong also like that. And we saw that we want to be continuing in this competition and go forward.
PSG to be tournament favorite, but this win doesn't mean that. Yeah, of course, the statement that people make issue.
I didn't understand a lot.
Most people to be tournament favorite. But this win against Bayern Munich, does it...
Like me or the team?
No, most people tip the team, Paris Saint-Germain, to the tournament.
I think we are one of the favorites now to win this competition. Also, we be here 1 month, so we want to go forward until last day of the tournament. I think now we have to recover it well, be ready for the semi-final, and I think we're going to be ready for that.
Classy, as you would expect from Achraf Hakimi, starting with words of support for Jamal Musiala. We talked about the injury in the first segment. One that I did not want to watch back, as somebody who has had their share of ankle injuries playing the sport. They make me a little sick to my stomach, and I really feel for Jamal and what he's going to go through. Hopefully, it's not as bad as it looked. We'll find out more in the days and weeks to come, as Jamal Musiala was injured in the first half. PSG ended up winning the match. They were the better team on the night. They did have two red cards on the night as well. We've talked a lot about that. We don't have audio from the post-game press conferences, but Luis Enrique, one of the quotes that jumped out to me talking about Bayern Munich, he said, when you play against an opponent like Bayern, it's already tough 11v11 with 2 cents off. Well, it's just a lottery. It is, but I think you saw the way that this team believes in their soccer by the fact that they kept going forward. He also talked about, we've talked a lot about resilience. It's something we have in abundance. We're ready to compete at any moment, regardless of the outcome. And I think you saw that in that moment late where you go forward and you find that opportunity. It wasn't reckless just throwing numbers forward. It was very organized. You get that touch near midfield from Dembele out wide to the right, and then you're off to the races, and then you go and you finish the play. And ultimately, that finished play the match. There was a shout for a penalty. A penalty was initially given on the field for Bayern after that, which would have been really, really interesting for a possible high boot. He didn't touch him. The call was bad on the field. That's why the VAR got involved for the clear and obvious error, which was the correct intervention. I do believe, and it'd be an interesting discussion from a hypothetical for referees out there. I do believe if you wanted to go high boot in that situation, even though he didn't touch the player, you could have called it, and it would have been an indirect kick because of the lack of contact. It would not have risen to a direct kick, but that's a whole nother course study when it comes to refereeing and how things can go. I'll be curious to hear how that one is maybe discussed down the line. The penalty should not have been given. That was correct. The two goals that were put in the back of the net by Bayern that were offside, it was correct not to give them. The two red cards were ultimately correct. So while the frustration maybe in the way that the game was called and the way that the game was managed in the second 45, the big moments were handled correctly, and I think it was the correct outcome on the day. PSG was just a little bit better than Bayern Munich, who didn't take advantage of their control of the match. PSG end up taking advantage of theirs. They get the opening goal from Désiré Doué. They get the clinching goal from Ousmane Dembele, and they move on to the semifinals to face either Real Madrid or Borussia Dortmund. After the break, we'll come back. Myself and Madison Cruz, we will wrap up the FIFA Club World Cup from the city of Atlanta and Mercedes-Benz Stadium right after this on Off the Woodwork from 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When it comes to the world of soccer, we've got you covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight with Jason Longshore
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back. Atlanta Soccer Tonight on the Off the Woodwork podcast, a post-game edition from PSG's 2-0 win over Bayern Munich at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. This afternoon, I was not at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I'm Jason Longshore. Madison Cruz was at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, as was John Nelson. And big thanks to John for picking up the audio from downstairs. This is the last game of the FIFA Club World Cup in Atlanta. The semifinals will move up north, and the final will be next weekend. Maddie, I mean, we've had a chance to cover all of these games, all of the storylines around the matches. Just what has the experience been like for you with the first FIFA Club World Cup played in Atlanta?
It's been fun. I really have enjoyed every single moment that the FIFA Club World Cup has been here in the A. It's been so interesting to get to learn so much more about all of these different clubs from all over the world and getting to really kind of embrace all the different cultures and everything going on just around the world. It's been such a cool, it's just, I think I even remember back to the Inter Miami FC Porto game. Just seeing the fans for FC Porto fill the stands at the Benz and just hearing the chants and hearing everything, like that's something that I think I'm going to remember for a while. Just, it's such a cool atmosphere getting the chance to have so many different clubs from all over the world here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And that's the part that I have really enjoyed about this, getting to see some high-class football here in Atlanta as well. I mean, it's been a remarkable tournament, and, you know, it ain't over yet. It's just over here in Atlanta, which is really unfortunate and very sad. But we still have a lot more to look forward to, especially with more matches later today, as well as even heading into next week as well before we crown the winner.
Beyonce taking over Mercedes-Benz Stadium for a concert run, which, hey, Queen Bee, she gets what she needs, and she's
we
got the stadium.
Beyonce.
We love Beyonce. Would have loved to have had a semifinal in this tournament, but we'll get that next summer with the World Cup that is coming. I think this was a good kind of sort of test run for the World Cup. It's not quite the same, you know. I mean, even the process, and I know the field today, it was the last game of this field's lifespan at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I think it played well. It was a little slick today, which I hadn't really seen during the tournament so far. It's a whole different process for the World Cup. If you see anybody trying to extrapolate stories out of, you know, a player slipping today and say, oh, the World Cup's going to be terrible at the Benz next year, remind them that the entire process for the field is going to be different. That field is going in for the World Cup starting in like February of next year, and it's going to live in that building for a long time. It's going to be a very different setup entirely. We'll be covering all of that and get you up to speed on all of that on the SDH network. I think the games were a blast to see. I mean, going back to Chelsea and LAFC, you know, we talked about it a lot at the time. I think LAFC was more competitive than maybe the scoreline or some of the headlines would have led you to believe. But Chelsea's grown in the tournament. We'll talk about them here in a minute. They're on to a semifinal. The Miami-Porto game, a huge moment for Major League Soccer with Miami getting the win. We got a classic moment from Lionel Messi with a free kick goal. Manchester City, we saw the quality of them in their big win over Al Ain and what City maybe could have been until they were upset by Al Hilal later in the tournament and knocked out. We got a chance to see Dortmund and Monterrey, and I thought that was a really good match, a sneaky good match, with Monterrey the better team but Dortmund the more efficient team. And they're on to play Real Madrid with kickoff coming up here just in a little while. The winner of that will play PSG in the other semifinal. And we had that PSG round of 16 over Miami where the first 45 minutes PSG was as good as anybody we've seen in the tournament. So we know one semifinal. We know that PSG is in the other one. They'll play the winner of Madrid and Dortmund. That game will either be over by the time you hear this or be maybe in motion by the time that you're listening to this. Let's talk about the other semifinal, Maddie. It's Fluminense and Chelsea. Chelsea was expected to get here. They really had to work for it last night, but they did get past Palmeiras in the win. It was Estevao's last game for Palmeiras before he joins Chelsea. He scored a wonder goal. Chelsea hasn't been maybe super impressive in this tournament, but they're in the semifinals.
Yeah, it's one of those where I haven't been impressed with Chelsea. Even in the match last night against Palmeiras, like I still wasn't that impressed. And this matchup against Fluminense is going to be really interesting. And I mean, I'm going to put my bet here. I think Fluminense is going to take it. I think Fluminense is going to come away with the win in that one. Just because I feel like Fluminense has been the club, I think, that everyone did not expect to make it this far. And they have really impressed me with every single match that they have played and how they have played it. And I think Chelsea is going to have a lot of work to do in that matchup next week. I think it's going to be a lot harder than I think they realize. And so I think Fluminense is going to pull the upset, and I think they're going to move on to the final.
Yeah, the Thiago Silva Bowl, with Thiago Silva facing his former team in Chelsea. The 40-year-old, everybody's complaining about the heat in this tournament. Thiago Silva's 40, and he's still wrecking things in the middle for Fluminense. Yep. They've been really good. John Arias has been one of the best players in the tournament. Hercules coming off the bench. He's probably going to have to start due to suspensions for Fluminense. He had the winner last time out in their win over Al-Hilal, who pushed Fluminense to the wire. Three really good quarterfinals now. We'll see if Madrid and Dortmund can match up to it. But this was a great taste of what the world's game is like, with teams from all over the world in our city. National teams is a very different conversation next summer, but it was cool to see, you know, go back to the beginning. I think the LAFC fans making the trip across the country on short notice and being very loud in game one. You mentioned the Porto fans. Of course, the Messi fans were out in full force for Miami's games. Monterrey's fans were loud and boisterous against Dortmund. I thought today, and, you know, I'm watching it on TV from hundreds of miles away, it felt like a pretty even crowd, probably tilted a little bit towards Bayern, which I wasn't sure what it would be like in the building today with those two teams, but the numbers were great, over 66,000. How was the split in your mind being in there?
Oh, it's so hard to tell, because you had some moments where I thought there was a lot more Bayern Munich fans, but then you had Dembele and Desiré Doué scoring for PSG, and this whole place erupted in cheers and everything. So I honestly couldn't tell you. I really couldn't. I on our side, from where the media was, there was a lot more Bayern Munich fans in those sections, filling up a little bit of the 118, 120 section, even up into the 200s as well. But then all over the crowd, I think you had a lot of PSG fans. I think you had a lot of fans here just enjoying the beautiful game here today in the afternoon here in Atlanta on a Saturday. I think it was a little bit of a mix. I don't know if you necessarily had one group that was outweighing the other, just because, I mean, from the cheers, like, it was wild. It was absolutely wild. I mean, I thought the roof was going to come off this place when Dembele scored to make it 2-0.
I think maybe, and this will be an interesting one to kind of watch for over time. I think PSG having back-to-back games in Atlanta, kind of setting up shop in Atlanta for a week and a half or so, you know, they're going to have fond thoughts of Kennesaw State University for now, after spending a week and a half training.
Hey, that's
at
my
KSU.
Alma mater. Let's go.
They might
Let's
have go. Some KSU gear. Maybe they'll have an owl on the touchline in Paris.
All I know is if I go up to Luis Enrique and I give him a hooty hoot, I think he's going to know what I'm talking about.
He might actually know what you're talking about, and he might be the first who didn't graduate from KSU to know what you're talking about. It was very cool to see that. You know, we had a chance to talk to David Butler on the Intersection, myself and Noel White, and he's the English language host for PSG, and he talked about being kind of wowed by the reaction to PSG in the United States. I think the reaction to PSG in Atlanta over these two games, and maybe especially today, where I don't know if everybody coming in the building that ended up making noise for them came in with a PSG shirt, but I think they won the neutrals over with the way that they played. And maybe that's the reaction that you got after the Dembele goal.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think you saw what class PSG brings, especially after that matchup against Inter Miami. You know, you had a lot of people, I think, here in a lot of Messi kits. You had a lot of players here. You had a lot of people here supporting Inter Miami. You had a lot of PSG faithful, too. You had a lot of fans just coming to enjoy it. I know at least my dad was. My dad doesn't really have an allegiance to either, so, you know, was kind of there to enjoy it. And definitely found a new fan, I think, from it as well. I know PSG's made a fan out of me as well, just with the way that they've played. I think I agree with you. I think because of just closing up shop in here and the way that PSG has approached each of these games, I think there's a couple new fans here for PSG here in Atlanta. I also think the same for Bayern Munich too. That, I mean, there was a lot of fans here for Bayern Munich that I did not expect. I really didn't know what the split would be, but I think there's a ton more PSG fans here in Atlanta now.
Yeah, I don't think we talk as much about the Bundesliga in Atlanta. It's a very well followed league, no question about it. And I think at times, you know, everything is so focused on the Premier League in England because of the shared language that maybe we don't always catch how big a fan base for a Bayern is, and for a Dortmund as well, but a lesser extent, much more for Bayern Munich. But I think PSG is the one that has maybe, from a building brand and building fan base perspective, taken the most advantage of this tournament so far in the United States. Maybe Fluminense will join them, especially if they can pull an upset over Chelsea in semifinal numero uno. But semifinal dos will be PSG against either Real Madrid or Dortmund. We'll be talking about that later this week on all of our platforms, on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, on the SDH Network, at Madison Cruz 7 on your social medias, at Longshoe. We'll be talking about all that as the week goes on, but the Club World Cup run in Atlanta is done, and it was an absolute classic today. PSG 2-0 winners over Bayern Munich to advance to the semifinals. Thank you so much for following all of our coverage, both on 92.9 The Game and at the SDH Network. Plenty more to come before the final is done next weekend. But we are done for now. We're taking the Club World Cup hat off, getting ready for Atlanta United and DC United tonight. 6:30 pregame starts with Maddie and with Garrett Chapman. And then 7:40 kickoff with myself and Mike Conti from Audi Field. We'll be back talking more soccer with you here in just a few hours. Thank you for listening. Adios, everybody.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.